Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, and Ryan Porth here with you on this Wednesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. And we are excited to go to our phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com and bring in Predator Centerman Matt Duchesne, brought to you by Two Rivers Ford, home of the non-commissioned salespeople, and Gary Ashton Remax Advantage. Matt, what's going on, my man? How we doing?
Hey, good. Yourself?
We are doing very well. Appreciate you taking time to join us today, Matt. And obviously a lot to get to on the ice, but I've got to get your opinion on something to start. What in the world is going on with Philip Forsberg's face with that mustache? Obviously it's working out with him, but what do you think of that glorious mustache that he's growing right now?
Well, he posted a picture of his, the first day he had we did photo shoots and stuff. And he posted a picture of himself and his mustache was giving her pretty good. And I said, I wrote on his Instagram, I said, "You must be the Monopoly guy," like the quote from Ace Ventura. So, that's what I think of it.
Well, apparently it's working out for him. Maybe he just needs to keep it rolling the whole time. Matt, you know, obviously from being around you guys in a normal year, you know, the locker room banter and the chemistry and just the relationships you have with each other off the ice is so crucial. And, you know, I'm not around as much this year, obviously, with COVID going on, but I would imagine it's significantly different in the room just with all the protocols and stuff. What's that been like, and how challenging is that to build camaraderie with new guys coming into the team with the situation being what it is?
You know what, other than like spending some time off the ice together, a little bit more than we would have, I guess, like, you know, going to dinners or whatever. Other than that, it's been normal. So I will say this, that part of our team is much better than I think it was in the past. I think we've got a pretty, you know, lively dressing room. Some of the guys we added have a lot of personality in a really good way. And, you know, there's a lot of laughs being had and a lot of, you know, it's been great. The vibe of this team this year is outstanding. And, I think it's translated on the ice. And, you know, for that reason, you know, we deserve to be 3-0. Obviously we didn't finish like we could have the other night, but, I think there's a lot to be really happy about right now.
And, Matt, you take a look at this team, and you mentioned just the start to this season. I thought, honestly, the best game you guys have played so far was the Carolina game. So I know it's a loss, and you want to get all the points you can get, but what do you make of the team so far through three games? How do you like what you've been able to build? Where do you think you guys are?
Yeah, I like it. I think it's a great start. I think our offensive game can probably take a little bit of a step still. There's just ozone stuff. Like, I think off the rush, I think we've been really good. But I agree with you. That Carolina game was outstanding. I mean, Carolina every year finishes first in shots for and first in shots against in terms of, like, they allow the least amount of shots against. And it's the same story every single year. And, I mean, I think we only gave them 23 shots when we were in the 30s. I mean, to put it quite honestly, we dominated the game. And they probably had no business winning, but, you know, it happens. That's what's crazy about hockey is, you know, one you know, play here and there, and it can change everything. And one hot goalie, their goalie had a great game for them. And, you know, I know I was definitely disappointed for sure. I'm sure everybody else was the exact same. Then last night's game got postponed because I know we definitely left a couple points out on the ice the night before, and I know we wanted to go back and grab those and, you know, kind of be like, hey, tonight's not going to be a fluke this time. So we'll be hungry for them next time we get them.
Matt, I want to go back to what you mentioned about the feeling in the clubhouse, which I'm sure has nothing to do with media not being in there every day, by the way. I mean, I know you guys have got to be missing us badly. But seriously, who has brought, you know, a fun personality, or like – How much of that would you attribute to some of the new guys coming in and changing the feel in there?
Yeah, honestly, pretty much all of them. You know, whether they're bringing something a little different on the ice or and I'm definitely not throwing shade at guys that we had here last year. I mean, I loved our group last year. We had a really good group of guys, but it was a quieter group. I think it was just, you know, guys are more reserved, maybe introverts or whatever. And we brought in guys that are more like, you know, I guess bring that energy outwardly in the room. And I mean, you bring in pretty much almost every guy that we've brought in is you know, a pretty outgoing guy. You know, Boro and I played together in Ottawa, and he's got a great personality. He's really funny. Just a happy dude. Brad Richardson, kind of wily vet. He brings definitely some juice to the room. Nick Cousins, same thing. He's kind of from my neck of the woods, and talks like it too. So we definitely connect there, and it's pretty good. And actually, Richardson and Boro are both Ontario boys too. And then Paula, same thing, outgoing guy. So I just find we have some liveliness in the room, and I think it complements the guys that we have left over from last year. And I just feel like we're playing like it right now. We're playing together. We're playing as a team. When guys, you know, make a mistake or whatever, we're picking them up and saying, hey, no worries. And we're not letting it affect us. Last year, I mean, that second Columbus game was our worst game so far this year. And we probably didn't deserve to win that one. But last year we would have lost it badly because we would have probably we just wouldn't have had the mental toughness to get through. And we were a little bit fragile as a group last year, just with everything going on. And this year we were able to, you know, have a huge third period and pull it out. So sometimes you win games you don't deserve to. And, you know, I still think we played pretty decent that game in some areas. We had some areas we weren't great, but I love the vibe of it. There's no panic in our game and it's fun. It's just a fun atmosphere to be around.
Brett Center, Matt Duchesne on the line with us, brought to you by Two Rivers Ford and Gary Ashton Remax Advantage. And Matt, Mikhail Granlund coming back relatively soon. He's over now in the States and going through the quarantine process. And when he's able to play, there's at least a good chance he could be playing with you. How excited are you for him to be back in the fold, and what do you think he brings to the table that complements your game?
Yeah, well, I'll say two things. First of all, obviously, we can't wait to get him back. He'll definitely be with me at some point, I think, just for how much we played together last year. But at the same time, I mean, the guys that I'm playing with right now, it's been great. I've really enjoyed it. And it doesn't really matter who is in the lineup, out of the lineup or whatever. We have so many talented guys that, you know, I feel lucky to play with any of them. But, yeah, Granny and I play a very similar style in terms of, you know, that give and go, jump into holes, little plays. The down low game. He's a smart player. I mean, he's great defensively. You know, he, you know, definitely is one of the hardest working guys in the team. I love playing with him. And you know, I think last year we probably didn't put up the numbers we deserved to based on how we played and just the different habits and different things we were doing out there. It was just one of those years. So I'm excited to get. When he was coming back, I was like, okay, I felt like he and I had some unfinished business together, and you know, I'm sure he feels the same way a little bit. And if we do end up on the same line together, and I know we will at some point, I don't know if it'll be right off the bat or whatever, but I'm excited. I mean, he's a great player, and I was really pumped. I know we all were really pumped to get him back, and you know, it's hopefully we can have a big year and he can sign a long-term deal here.
Yeah, were you surprised by that, Matt? Like, did you think of maybe that'll come all the way back around to that at the beginning of the offseason, or did that kind of, I mean, I know for us it kind of came out like, wow, really? What was your perspective on that and it coming back around to him, you know, signing with the Preds?
Well, it's funny, when it didn't happen right off the bat, I was kind of like, okay, well, I guess Granny's not coming back. I was pretty bummed about it. And then time went on, I saw he hadn't signed anywhere, and I knew how hard it was for free agents this year, just with, obviously, the whole COVID thing screwing up the cap, and guys, you know, obviously, Granny, the contract he signed, in a normal year, he's getting a lot more money than that, somewhere or here or whatever, you know, he's a heck of a player, but this year, guys that were free agents didn't quite hit it like they wanted to, and as time went on, and I saw he wasn't signed, I'm like, you know what, and I was looking at our team, and I knew we needed to add a couple more pieces still. I just felt like, okay, This could be a possibility. You know, I didn't know anything like on the inside track or anything, but then I started to hear some stuff through a few of the guys in the team and near the end that, you know, a couple of the guys that know him really well from back home and heard it was a possibility. So I was pretty excited to hear that. And it didn't really surprise me at the very end, but at the start, I didn't think he was coming back. So it was a welcome surprise.
Matt, as you look around the league, obviously the time in terms of just purely training camp this year wasn't long to get ready for the season. I know you guys have been skating and you've been on the ice for a long time. What have you thought of the quality of play so far, not only from your team in your own game, but league-wide when you watch the quality of play around the NHL?
It's funny. I've seen a lot of different stuff. I think our games have been really tight-checking, fast, almost playoff-style games. Just like I feel like the teams we've played, I mean, Columbus plays so hard. You know, they don't give you an inch out there. You got to earn everything on D and offensively. And Carolina is a similar team. I felt like we kind of put them on their heels with our team speed. I feel like that's an area that we're different this year. We play a lot faster this year than we did last year, which is great. I love that part of it. So I think our games have been that way. The games I've watched have been kind of a mixed bag. I've seen some games where I was like, geez, that's extremely, you know, it almost looked like they were deflated by no fans or something in the building. It was weird. It was like, there's a few games I've seen that have been a little bit slower and nobody's really hitting anybody. It's kind of bizarre to see, especially right at the start. And then there's been games like ours. I think, like, you know, and I'm sure that's the same way during the season. And maybe the lack of fans kind of makes it, you know, a little louder when the pace of the game is slower. I'm not sure, but you know, I think everybody was ready for the season. I definitely think that. I just think that without exhibition games, sometimes there's different. You know, guys are kind of feeling their way through, you know, the actual game part. Maybe playing a little more conservative and trying to get a feel for playing the game, making the reads. You know, I know. You know, at times. We're all still getting used to that just without having those preseason games. Camp was kind of the same length as normal. It was just we didn't get the preseason games we normally get. So, but, I mean, I know it's amazing that I've been watching hockey more this year than ever. I feel like I was so deprived of it for so long. And the bubble was kind of a weird feel even to watch. So I just feel like this feels normal again, even without the fans, as much as we miss them. But, you know, so I'm sure I speak for everybody and just the grateful hockey's back.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that, Matt, is, you know, how different you talked about it last week. At least, I mean, you have, you know, your family can be in a box. There's it's at least, you know, your home rink. How different has it been from, you know, bubble life and bubble games?
Yeah, it's night and day. I mean, everything is the exact same other than we're wearing masks and there's no one in the stands. I mean, other than that, it's exactly the same feel. I love our arena. I mean, it just feels like home to me. It's so nice to be there with the guys, and obviously, I have a normal schedule. You know, I've just been so grateful. I think that's like one of my buddies who plays in a country music band here. He asked me. He said, like, you know, how you, 'cause he's been coming to the games. He said, how have you been feeling about, you know, no fans? Like, it feels weird to me, like, whatever. I said, honestly, bud, I said, when you get back, you're going to feel the same. Like, when he gets back to performing in front of live crowds, I just said, you're going to just be so grateful to be back doing what you love. And whether you're playing in front of 400 people or, you know, 40,000 people, I think you're just going to love getting back into it. And I feel like I've just been so grateful to get back into the routine. And I definitely feel like I took some things for granted over the last, you know, 10, 11 years and what I get to do every day. And, you know, you just kind of get wrapped up in the grind of it. So I've just felt great about getting back and just getting to do what I love again.
Pred Center Matt Duchesne has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road, brought to you by Two Rivers Ford, home of non-commissioned salespeople, and Gary Ashton Remax Advantage. Matt, really appreciate you taking time to join us. Great start to the season for you guys, and good luck as you hit the road this week.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks, guys. We'll talk next week.
Absolutely. See you next week. Matt Duchesne joins us weekly here on Robbie and Rex Road. When we come back, we'll react to a little bit of what he had to say here and get back into the Tennessee Vols as well. We'll have Adam Vingan from The Athletic joining us at 9:30 to get into the Preds as well. So a lot still to come here on the show. This is Robbie and Rex Road, live from the Wholesaling Studio, powered by RumbleOn.com, here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.